Commentator Bob Sloan says his identity is tied to geography, and that's home.
Not long ago, I was listening to bluegrass on the radio while the sun burned off remnants of a morning thunderstorm. One song was about a dying child, 8.5 minutes of high lonesome tenor, and when lines came along about the kid asking its mother to put your arms around me tight, I flat lost it.
Hug me closer, mother, closer. Put your arms around me tight, for I'm cold and tired, dear mother, and I feel so strong tonight.
We buried my mother almost 3 years ago, and no words can tell how much I would evermore give to feel Mom's arms encircle me one more time. You don't know a thing about occupying a favored position in a family or being special unless you're the firstborn son of an Appalachian woman. I sat quiet for a time, leaking tears, mourning what's gone from this world forever, knowing there's nothing I wouldn't do for 24 hours of being 12-year-old Bobby Lee again. Nothing I'd trade for the solid knowledge that on her deathbed my mother made it clear, so far as she was concerned, I turned into a pretty satisfactory son. After a while, I got the leaking under control, as one must. When the phone rang, Cousin Fred, with no idea how damp my last hour had been, wondered if I felt like company. He showed up around 3 o'clock, and we used my world-class front porch as a platform for consuming a few ounces of Elijah Craig's gift to civilization, which the world calls bourbon. That afternoon, I got a double jolt of what Appalachian's really about. It ain't accents and funny clothes. It damn sure ain't politics, at least not in Kentucky, where 5 or 6 years ago that FBI horse racing sting proved how cheaply both parties happily sell themselves. It ain't religion, not when most people I personally know, who've lived all their lives in these mountains, aren't in church on Sundays. It ain't even altogether history and tradition, though they bear more weight in the matter than any of the above. It's family. It's memory. It's a gut-level knowing where you belong. It's grasping what home really means. Having said all that, I hope some of you go wallow in your own version of home this weekend. If they're near enough, hug and kiss your kids, even gangly adolescent boys who just as soon you didn't. When they shrug it off, know in your heart a day will come when they'll call the memory of that touch precious. Tell the kids stories about their people. Look for cousins to spend time with, ones who remember the same childhood as you, climbed the same trees, waded the same creeks. If you can, take a walk over ground marked with the tread of your grandparents' feet. Let your gaze rest on ground you call home, whether it's Appalachian hills or Minnesota tundra. Call, or better yet, go visit someone who years ago gave you an awareness of family, of belonging, of knowing home.
The comments of Bob Sloan, a writer who lives near Moorhead, Kentucky, is heard here thanks to member station WMKY in Moorhead.